B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Get this off with a two-minute warning. A little surprise. Falls back, throws. Intercepted! Went right through Jason's hands! It's Lattimore!
Well, it ends like that. Sometimes the gods aren't fair. Sometimes the sports god forsake us. Look, I know that the Eagles had been on borrowed time and escaped miraculously. But to give up 20 points to the New Orleans Saints in that Superdome and to lose like that, like they were going in. They were going in, and Alshon catches everything. He catches everything. And how many times I watched that replay, I don't know how in the world the ball scooted through his hands. He's got gigantic oven mitts hands. He's a handsman.
Yeah.
Of all things, he's a handsman. Oh, I swore they were winning the game. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano's the Midday Show, and we're here to cry with you.
Yeah, it was, and Doug talked about it after the game, the sudden death of the NFL playoffs is so, you don't see, it's like what they talked about in spring. You're not going to see it coming, and you're just going to go to black. And like, that's what happened. The ball goes, you go, wait a minute, first of all, they're running a play? Because you figured they were just going to let it tick down to the two-minute warning, take off clock for Drew Brees and another stoppage of play, and then that happens that quick, and all of a sudden you go, holy cow. The wild ride is, we just got off the roller coaster, and maybe it was earlier than we wanted to. Crazy.
Well, it was definitely earlier than we wanted to. I mean, look, when the Saints went, first of all, let's go back. When Michael Bennett makes the stop on Kamara,
the loss,
to push the field goal back.
What a play.
And that was the time I go, he's going to miss the field goal. Lutz is going to miss the field goal. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, Lutz misses the field goal, and you take over the 45. You're going, you know,
field position.
He can do it. Nick can do it. This is how you win, right? This is the magic of Foles. This is Saint Nick.
Yep.
He's going to bring you back to win.
Yeah, you throw out everything that happened before that. It didn't matter. You knew in that big moment. You see his face when they close up on him. They're just like, oh.
Yeah, no, he was like, what about Philly?
Yeah, did you defeat about the dog before we came
in? That was going to happen. That moment, he was going to drive him down and finish the job, and it was on to L.A. and the California Pines, like the song goes.
Yeah. Damn, I do believe with all of my heart that if that wouldn't have happened with Alshon, that they were going down. They were at the 25-yard line. They were going down. They were going to score.
Yeah.
They were going to leave about 18 seconds left.
It was always a matter of, you know, whether or not the Saints had any time left to drive back down the field for the kick, which is why I was shocked as all hell that they ran the play, and they snapped it. 2:01.
Mm-hmm.
2:01, they snapped the ball. And I guess they're figuring, let's try to get, you know, catch Norris
on their heels.
You know, off guard.
Yeah.
And in reality, it worked. It's just a shame because the play was what happened.
My issue there with not letting it go to the two-minute warning was, and right, the play would have worked, and we'd have gone, wow, I can't believe they did that. But the week before, you left time on the clock for Mitch Trubisky, and he moved him down for a field goal that should have ended their season.
Agreed. You know? It happens, and my first reaction is, I was doing the fourth quarter live with Mike on FanCred, and it's like, great, don't run a play.
Yeah. And you eliminate the automatic timeout that they get for free at the two-minute warning.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm
exactly.
Why are they running the play? Now, like you said, though, if they had made the play, and who knows, maybe they would have scored with 32 seconds, and that's not enough for Brees. I don't know. But I didn't want to be put in that situation after I saw the chunk plays they were getting to Michael Thomas all day, who was insane in the game.
Yeah, he was. But again, ultimately, they gave up 20 points. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, if you tell me before the game, 20 points. I said 24 was a Eagles win.
Yeah.
They gave up 20.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they were up 14-0.
Yeah, and third down was a killer for them again. in the to get the 20 points they got. I mean, a couple long third downs.
Well, that one drive that in the third quarter was the killer drive.
Yeah.
I thought the Eagles defense played really well. I thought the game plan by Schwartz was good.
Yeah.
It was the game plan that I said all week long, which is make the Saints matriculate the ball down the field. Don't give up those long throws, those long plays.
How about the one drive? 11 minutes and 29 seconds for the Saints. Incredible.
I think we came up with four penalties on that drive.
Yeah, 18 plays on the drive, 92 yards, 11-29. That
was the only one where during that drive, you're defensive linemen are starting to fatigue a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would have brought some pressure, but other than that, you know, first half, I thought they played a perfect game.
Yeah.
The shame of it is it's 14-0. And man, it's, you know, the shame of the interception to Ertz, the one Nick threw, if it's first down. Remember, they got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
They're at least coming away with three.
Yeah.
And, you know, 17...
Big difference.
You know, 17-0.
Yep.
As opposed to, you know, 14-14, 17-0.
Mm-hmm.
And look, by the way, you know, ultimately, you know, you wind up, you're only three at the end.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, you're right. You get to 17 because when they score a touchdown to make it 17-14, they're just one score from tying the game. And it feels inevitable at that point because the momentum, you can clearly feel the momentum of the game shifting in their favor with that fake punt. And that's been another thing that's been debated, the 4th-and-1. Do you take the 3rd-and-11 or do you take the 4th-and-1? Look, I have no problem with what Doug's decision was there. To me, you always put 4th down on the field, especially at that spot on the field.
I'll be honest with you.
You're going 3rd-and-11?
I'm on the other side. I definitely would have gone the other side. Listen, I was surprised that Peyton ran a fake punt.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he should have went for it straight up.
Oh, we not even put the punt team on the field.
Yeah, I would have definitely went for it.
With those backs? With Ingram and Kamara?
With Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
No, I would have brought Taysom Hill in and ran Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Well, he's a big boy.
Yeah, man. 6'5", 235.
He's a linebacker.
Yeah, he is. No,
he's in direction.
Listen, that's what I would have ran. I wouldn't have called a fake punt.
Mm.
I'm fully expecting Peyton to go for it. Your team is desperate. You're feeling desperate.
You're up against it.
You got to take a shot. You got to shock your team out of it, which is why you got to go for it, which is why I would have taken the penalty.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have put the 3rd-and-11 on the field?
No, heartbeat.
Okay, it's interesting.
Heartbeat. I don't think there's any wrong answer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, like, to me, it's, well, I was just talking about it with Coach Bags. I was in the car just BSing with him, and we talked about that play, because he's same way. Well, it's 35.
Yeah.
You know, and I go, nah, I pin him back. Because a couple reasons. One, the way my defense is playing, the way their offense is out of sync.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And I, you know, 4th-and-1 with the weapons they have.
And Doug knew it was a possibility because he left his defense on the field in a punt return situation.
Right, which is why I would have taken the penalty. And again,
and Cox got hurt on that play too, by the way.
I know.
On the 4th-and-1. That was a detriment in the game. Although, boy, he battled back and kept coming on the field. And there's a lot of guys that left it out there yesterday.
No.
Michael Bennett was dinged.
Yeah, he was incredible. And to Shane Brandon Brooks.
Oh, yeah,
did you see JPP's face?
Yeah.
He was in tears.
Yeah, it's over.
He was a huge... I mean, the biggest reason why the offense stalled was no Brandon Brooks.
Oh, yeah, because you had nothing on the right side now.
And you couldn't run.
Yeah.
No, Brandon Brooks is a freaking great... He's a great player.
Give up one sack all year, by the way.
And by the way, like, you know, he's a great run blocker, too.
Mm-hmm. He's a road grader. You're right. And look, it seemed like, I'm watching. My wife was sitting next to me and I'm watching the game. And I go, is there like a guy up there with a sniper rifle just picking our best players off one by one? Like, what is going on down here?
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, it's a shame, man. It's just a shame because they deserved a better fate, this group. This group was resilient and hardworking and, you know, clutch and you know, they deserve the better fate. Alshon, I feel horrible for him because he catches everything. He does. Yeah.
He took it all on himself, too. It wasn't all on him. It wasn't just that play. But, I mean, the way he handled
he's an ace. He's an ace.
What'd you think of Doug greeting every player on the way in the locker room after the game?
I loved it. I thought he was beautiful.
Brett Favre said it. You've talked about it. That he always knows the right thing to say. And he always knows the right behavior.
Well, that's what makes him a great coach. It's
class, man.
It's not what, again, I've said this, like, I didn't think he coached a great X and O game,
mm-hmm.
but that's not his strength. His strength is as a general. You want to play for
him. And he's a great leader in that way. I mean, his guys will
go. It kind of makes sense now how everything played out this year.
Yeah.
Where Doug's greatest strength is as a coach, as a general, right? Like getting guys never to quit.
Yeah.
Understanding that there are times I got to be a little hard on you and there's times I'm going to love you all the time. So, and that's his beauty. That's his.
But it's genuine, right?
No, that's what makes him a great coach.
That's what's great. You see through it if it's not.
That's what makes you a great coach. And I think, you know, having Reich and DeFilippo there last year helped him strategically.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Right? And I think that was, and head coaches need to rely on your assistants in that realm. So.
Yeah, because you have so much that you're dealing with. And he's so great at that aspect. I mean, tremendous at that aspect.
Yeah, man.
It's like Charlie a lot of ways.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
610-632-0975. So it's real simple today. How do you feel, Eagle fans? I mean, the last 13
months. We're
going
to commiserate. I'm sad.
Yeah. Well, the 13th, last
sad.
13
That's
months.
I thought we were going to L.A.
Yeah. Last 13 months have been magical, but it has come to an end. The Eagles will not be able to defend their Super Bowl title. The season is over. All right. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line and the Foles Faith line. And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Oh, this is sad.
If there's a man to pray.
Wow.
I said, if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer.
Then he broke our heart. It's like a true blues song now.
Really?
Feeling the blues.
You were talking about going to the Pines. What does it say? The Pines and the...
Yeah.
Of California?
Yeah, that's where you end up. The second verse of the song is all about the Pines and going out to California. Between the forest and the pines.
Forest and the pines.
Yeah.
Which is between the forest and the pines, man. That's L.A.
Yeah, that was L.A., and we were all set to go, and we were all pumped up about it, but and it wasn't to be.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was all geeked up over the Foles Faith line.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sad right now.
I know. I'm feeling like bluesy, like.
Yeah.
Like I'm like Delta Blues right now.
I know.
And
I love the song. Like yesterday, the song had an entirely different connotation. I was playing it all during the show from
Hit the Bring the Heat line at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. And a lot of these probably came from in the game, Andrew? During?
No, I think the majority of them were after.
Okay. So let's see what came in after the Eagles season ended yesterday. Here we go.
Got a lot of emotions going through me right now, but most importantly, I just want to say thank you, Nick Foles. The last two seasons, the Eagles have had their starter go down with injury, and for most teams, that means the season's done. For the Eagles, it was a Super Bowl win and a wild playoff ride where no one else thought they'd even make it. So, once again, thank you, Nick Foles. Best of luck wherever you end up. Foles forever, and go Bears!
Totally.
That was, very nice. Very nice.
I agree, too, because...
Foles.
Gives you something. You know, when your starting quarterback goes down, that position's so important. It's very hard to survive that.
Yeah.
And the Eagles got a Super Bowl and a wild ride out of doing it. It's amazing. The story really is really great.
And now you go to Sudsy Settlemyer.
Wow. You go to the emergency, the E-Bug. Emergency backup goaltender. Wow. That's a good reference out of you.
What's Nate, that? Nate.
Alshon Jeffrey, keep your head up, my boy. One of the greatest signings in my lifetime as an Eagles fan for 25 years. And more importantly, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles, thank you for all the happiness and joy I never thought I could experience until it was done in 2018.
Wow. What's going on here?
Oh,
this is right after the game.
Yeah, I mean...
People appreciate it.
You can't.
Love
what are you going to do? You can't kill them.
No.
You got to praise them. Praise the guys. They give you a lot of joy, man, this group.
And I'm glad to hear people recognize
them. I admire them. Nah, these fans are great fans.
What'd you change the music for? Back to the old music?
Well, it's because the next couple of messages
aren't
that. Oh, yeah.
Nasty touch.
Slightly different tone.
I couldn't go, Jesus just left Chicago with these next couple calls.
Oh,
so,
really?
Okay. All right, let's see what it is.
Keep talking.
Jim Schwartz. Ever heard of, a blitz? You know, those things, you send extra people because Drew Brees got, 1,000 seconds in the pocket to pick this team apart. What a moron.
20 points, Holmes.
Yeah, listen, I understand people's frustrations about, not bringing the pressure. And during that drive, I was getting antsy. But, you can't go moron when that defense allows 20 points to the Saints at home.
Yeah, I put out a tweet after the game, and I put down, 6 points of how I was feeling at the moment. Number 6 on my list, Anthony, was I hope this is the end of the Schwartz era. And a lot of people were like, dude, they held him to 20 points. For me, I get that. He wasn't the problem yesterday. But I just hope it's the Schwartz era is over in total because, like you, I don't like the scheme.
Yeah.
And I remember back. I remember that if this season was about one thing with the Eagles, it's the year of the third down conversion for the opposition.
Yes.
That's the tale of this season from the Tennessee game, Carolina. Yeah. How many times was that third and 12, third and 14 converted that killed this team?
Sure.
If you want to do the video that chronicles the 2018 season, it's third down and miss. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
couldn't get off the field.
So Hembo,
Paul Hembekidis?
Yes, who I love when he's on with Mike.
And great
Mike,
numbers guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he does. I mean, I hate numbers.
Yep.
But his numbers are really good. And I love when he's on with Mike and they have a really good tete-a-tete.
Mm-hmm.
He said yesterday the Saints were 4 out of 5 on 3rd and 10 and longer.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah.
The other 3 games combined, 2 for 22.
Wow, that's incredible.
3rd and 10 and longer.
Yeah, they made a 3rd and 10, a 3rd and 16, a 3rd and 13, and a 3rd and 10. Now, the last 3rd and 10 was Kamara to salt away the game, that run.
Yeah.
But... And there was one, there was a 3rd and 12 that they didn't get. Incredible, though. To be 4 out of 5 in 3rd and 10 or longer is amazing.
Oh, big time.
What's next?
It's been about 1 hour since we lost. I drank 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 beers. Look what they do to me.
I had a hard time understanding exactly.
He was counting the beers.
Oh, okay.
He said, look what they do to me. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's counting the empties.
Oh.
Uh-huh. 12.
The empty cans?
It's 12.
12 in an hour. It's good work.
It is good work.
Wow, that's fraudulent, too, because there's no way that dude pounded 12 beers in 1 hour. And then could speak that clearly.
Why, you don't think so?
No, 12 beers in one hour?
It didn't hit him yet.
My boy Boo could probably do that.
12? No way.
Jamie can do it.
Jamie can do it.
A 12-pack in an hour?
Well, if you're going,
Jamie, no way.
You going Bud Light?
No, my boy Boo could do 12 Coors Lights.
That's a beer every 5 minutes.
You're not talking about
an hour.
IPAs.
No, you're not going heady topper.
No, but right. Still, that's still a beer heady every topper. 5 minutes for an hour. That's not easy, dude. That's a lot of ounces. So they're 12-ounce beers.
But my boy Boo could do that.
That's why it's 144 ounces in an hour.
Boo riding.
No, you got to do a formula. You got to go shotgun one. And drink the next one normal.
I'm not buying
shotgun
it. I'm
again.
Not buying that the bro could do it. I'm not buying Boo could do it.
Boo would do it in a second.
We'll bring him in.
No problem.
Bring him in.
Do it.
I want to see this experiment.
He takes a sip. He's one of these guys that takes a sip of beer.
And 3/4 gone.
Like, it's like... And then he just
falls down,
sucks it in, and it's out. He's not trying. He does it because he just loves it.
So he gets a 20-ounce draft and takes a sip, and it's almost half gone.
Yeah,
after
it's
a sip.
Not he's not trying. I mean, listen, at this age, nobody's trying to impress.
Yeah, no, it's just the way
just
he is.
He's trying to enjoy yourself, whatever. He just
you guys aren't doing keg stands?
He just loves the beer. He loves it.
He loves the beer?
Nah.
He's a beer man.
He loves his beer. Are you kidding me? 12 in an hour?
Nah, I'm not buying it.
That's no problem.
Until I see it, I'm not buying it.
Oh, man. This game seems like Doug had
them first two touchdowns was like his first 15 play strips. And then all of a sudden, they fell apart. And Jim Schwartz put his damn prevent defense. And I guess St. Nick lost his magic because it's over. And it's been a good year, I guess. Not.
It wasn't a prevent defense.
I guess not.
It was a great year, I thought.
He said, I guess it was a good year.
Not great year.
Not.
Yeah.
What's that about?
To me, it wasn't a great year. It turned out to be a very good year.
No, but like, what was that called? Like, he said.
He said not at the end.
I guess it was a great year. Not. Dude, are we soft or
he was
are we
an all or nothing guy?
Or do we have perspective? Which is what?
I mean, the thing about this year was that made it more so enjoyable was that you thought it was over so many times and they kept giving you new life. And then week 17, you win and Minnesota of all teams loses and the Bears help you get in. Then you beat the Bears who helped you get in. And it was tremendous. Right?
Tremendous.
I enjoyed this year.
I can't have that. I can't have that opinion, man. You're just sour.
Yeah, there were very frustrating moments this season, which made the great moments feel even better.
Yeah, man.
17-0 in the fourth quarter. Carolina was killer.
They took you for a ride over the holidays.
They hit you on every emotional level.
I wish they were. I'm sad it's not continuing.
Yeah, I remember you saying if they lose this game to the Cowboys, it's going to ruin my holiday.
Yeah, in fact, it was the opposite.
They saved it because St. Nick came in and saved it.
Right, it was an incredible time.
That hurts. Hurts like touching a hot pan in the oven. Hurts like stubbing your pinky toe on a metal bed frame. Oh. Hurts like slipping on ice and falling on your back. That one hurts.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, no, it does hurt.
Oh, the stick.
That I won't deny.
To stub your toe in the metal bed frame. Like, I can feel that when he said it.
It's the worst.
That is one of the worst feelings in the world.
Or stepping on a toy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the
a
toy.
Lego.
Oh,
but
my
not catching
God.
It on the heel. Catching it in the arch.
No, exactly.
The arch
it
is
feels
a killer.
Like it's pointing out the top of your foot.
You feel like you stepped on a rusty nail?
Yes.
What about when you step on certain things on the beach when you're in your bare feet?
Yeah, man.
That's not good.
I broke my big toe, same one, twice, on the final step when I was running down the stairs as a kid. Final step on New Year's Eve,
oh,
2 years in a row.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
You a little liquored up?
No, I was a kid.
Oh, when you're
you should
kid.
See, I can't bend it.
You can't bend your big toe?
No.
Really? So you got a defunct big toe.
Yeah, man, I got a baldy toe.
It's like Baldy's pinky? Your big toe
Baldy's
is like
big toe.
Your
oh, Baldy.
That's classic. What's next?
Hey, Jason, I guess I have more scars to add to my face now. So I guess we didn't make up for the Fog Bowl, and now we have more scars from the Saints. Another game where we have to remember the pain and another chance in the future to get revenge. Still an Eagles fan, though.
Well, it is another scar. This is another mark on your body of disappointment. Now, you got a lot, and some of them are to varying degrees. This one's not one across your face.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yes.
It's a scar. This one actually is like kind of like, it's on your calf. Not that big of a deal. You don't show it all the time. It's not going to, prevent you from, landing the woman of your dreams because you got a scar on your calf.
Right.
Like one maybe across your face. You know, the one against Tampa, last game with the vet, was a razor blade to your cheek.
Yes.
Leaving you,
that was Scarface.
Yeah.
You look like Scarface.
That's what that one is. But this one, nah, this one's not that. What's next?
How do you not let that go down to the 2-minute warning? Everybody knows Breeze is the number one scoring QB in the damn league.
Yep.
When it comes to scoring points, you do not leave any time left on the clock, period.
See, I totally agree with that caller. And I'm not saying it because the play didn't work. I'm saying the reason why I didn't want him to run a play is because it was contradictory to the play that they ran right before that. They ran the ball with Darren Sproles up the middle for a simple reason, to milk clock. And then to get a playoff before the 2-minute warning and therefore give another stoppage of the clock when they could have just had one stoppage, not give Breeze any more time, was the thing that I didn't understand. Now, I understand where Doug came from on it. And he's like, I want to catch them off guard. why the crowd really wasn't in it. Crowd thought it was going to the 2 minute warning. I get all that. And the play was there.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, same thing. I wanted it to go to the 2 minute warning. Mm-hmm. I get it. Just, you know, the play worked. Now Sean just slipped right through his hands.
Yeah. And look, a timeout
would do.
A timeout wasn't like they had, it wasn't like they had the wrong play called and they rushed a play.
No. So I would have preferred it, but I, you know, like I understand it.
Totally agree. What's next?
Sean Payton. Just saying. I hope he eats skid marks for dinner for the rest of his life.
He's ripping Sean Payton? Is that who he's ripping there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing these people.
Did you hear the line? I hope he eats skid marks for dinner for his whole life.
That ain't
That's
right.
That's great.
I actually never heard that before.
I've never heard that either. Now, I got all these people tweeting me going.
It's pretty vile, but it's hysterical.
Ed Cox on Twitter goes, Jason, back in my day, a 12-pack an hour? Easy peasy. Probably one of the reasons I no longer drink, but it's absolutely doable.
Yeah, I put it to my group.
Oh, yeah? You put it in the group text?
Well, I actually sent it to next to you. Boo could drink that before Jason finishes that. Nobody, before you say nobody could drink 12,
he'd have it 12 done.
He would be done.
Bill Strobel goes, I've done 12 beers in 1 hour. True story.
I bet you Bill has. I know he has.
And Stephen Muldoon goes, my buddy and I killed a 24 case of Yingling in 55 minutes. Yes, we timed it because it was impressive. Before a Phillies game last year.
Yeah, you do.
Because the leak I took in the stadium was almost 2.5 minutes long.
It was an inning long.
It was an inning long?
Yeah.
Half inning or a full?
Half.
Well, nah, you only missed one at bat, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, because Gabe made 6 pitching changes.
That's right. Two says a half hour. He goes a half hour.
No, just get out of here.
He says half hour. 12 and a half hour.
All right, if he could,
Frank the Animal could do that.
No, he could.
Yes, he could.
Yeah, Frank also said he could take a slap shot of my head and he couldn't get a shot off, so I'm not buying it.
Dude, he actually took easy on you.
No, believe me, he would not take it easy on me.
He beat
the crap out of me at one point.
I know.
He couldn't shoot the puck. And he couldn't stay on his feet. It was like he's skating on rusty butter knives out there.
Now, you don't want me to say that to him, do you?
I said it to him. On the air, on your show.
Uh-oh.
After the fact.
He might have to pay a visit this week.
Well, he can beat the crap out of me. There's no question about that. But he can't score on me. Homeboy can't score on me. If he wants to take it to the ice, we'll take it to the ice.
Wow. All right?
We'll go over to the practice facility.
Do me a favor. Andrew, can you get that for me?
I'll get.
So I can send it to Frankie?
I'll tell you what. I'll give Frankie.
Frankie would not be happy at this.
Well, he's got to recognize. I'll give Frankie.
Frank?
10 slap shots. From the middle of the ice, top of the circles. And I'll give up one.
Dude, your head will be
over the
glass.
Yes, he can.
Believe me, he can. Frankie can shoot.
Believe me, he can anymore.
I know he can.
I played against him in 2 alumni games. He can't shoot.
Dude, he's not even trying.
Trust me. He was trying.
No.
He wanted to bury it through my sternum.
All right,
set it up.
In fact, we'll do a little
midday show challenge.
I will. And in fact, make sure you send that to me, Andrew. It's going to go right to Frankie.
Yeah, send the MP3 to Ant, send it to Frank, and then we'll get on the ice and we'll do it. All right? I can't wait.
Shut up before he knocks your teeth out.
Yeah, well, he can knock my teeth out. I mean, geez, that's what he did. He didn't score.
He could
score 3 more goals than you. What's the matter with you?
Let me tell you something.
Add that to the tweet, too, Andrew.
He can still shoot.
Trust me. I saw it. I was on the ice. He can't shoot.
I was there. I saw it, too. I was with him.
You didn't see anything.
Is Bryce Harper coming to the Phillies? It looks positive. I'm hoping this is not going to make up for the Eagles' loss in no way. But at least I would feel a little better knowing that we got this guy in the fold.
Yeah! If Bryce signs,
it would make me feel better.
Like I want it like maybe Wednesday at 10:15, the announcement. I'm going to need another day to deal with this Eagles decompression. And then Wednesday, I'll be ready for a nice pick-me-up at 10:15.
Yeah, it's going to happen. They're going to sign him. Wednesday's nice.
Yeah, it's going to happen Wednesday, though, at 2:01.
I'm going to look at the lineup.
It'll happen at 2:01.
I was thinking tomorrow.
Thinking about the lineup.
You thinking tomorrow?
I was thinking tomorrow. Because they wanted today to be Eagles Day.
Not Ruben's
They
tomorrow.
Knew it was going to be Eagles Day.
They did. I agree. But, like, to me, if you want to maximize
It's Wednesday.
I leave it a couple days. Yeah, Wednesday's good.
Maybe third. But you want a couple days this
Wednesday's
week.
Wednesday's good, or maybe
like mid-Wednesday.
Or maybe even you just roll in next Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.